Smile Inspires with Andre. The big positive guy on Smile 90.4 FM.
Been dying to say this. That was Inside and Out with the man sitting next to me, Rishteen Jazz on Smile 90.4 FM, Cape Town's best mix of the 80s and 90s. And our very special guest this morning, Rishteen Jazz, welcome to the studio.
Morning, everyone. Thanks, Sandra. Thank you for the opportunity.
It's fantastic, guys. I've been telling you, I think we play you just about every single Sunday. And you were saying you don't really listen to the radio much. It's a bit of a surprise to hear yourself on the radio.
Yeah, I know life gets a little bit challenging sometimes, you know, with juggling work and all sorts of other activities and so on. I don't get much time.
The real world.
Yeah.
The real world. Rishteen, we love your music, and I was asking, can you tell us a little bit more about your journey into music? When did this start, and what is the story behind the story?
Right, so basically I was very privileged to get a bit of a scholarship at a local music school in Athlone, where I live, called Prompt Music School, and I think it was the NGO sponsored by Standard Bank at the time.
Wow.
And sort of learning and working with the likes of Camilla Lombard and Grenville Williams and quite a few other people that I really am inspired by, and I focus specifically on songwriting and music business. And that was in 2003, and then I ended up managing a band, and then you know, infamously an 8-piece band, you know, they do their thing and they part ways, no judgments, just an observation. And then after that, I decided to focus more on my own sort of creation and stuff like that. And then things just evolved, met more people, because it's really all about connecting with people and building relationships.
Yeah, isn't it a bit, life is a little bit like that.
Touche.
So we just played that Inside and Out, one of my favorite songs, but I hear there's a bit of a connection to Smile on that song. You want to share that with us?
There is, actually, and it's quite layered, but from the one level, that song is written by one of my producers and mentors, Clive Ridgway.
And it's my boss.
Evidently. And it's a special song because we actually started working on that song while I was going through a very, very challenging time in my life, which I think we're going to speak about a little bit later. Okay. So it's quite a significant song, yeah.
Yeah, so you got a huge tie-up with that. Now, something that a lot of people don't know, and is one of the main reasons I wanted to get you in the studio, is that you had a massive life-changing experience that has changed your life.
Right.
Would you like to share that with us?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed with colon cancer on the 26th of September in 2012. And, you know, as they say, life would never be the same afterwards, you know. 3 major surgeries, 8 rounds of chemotherapy, and an ileostomy bag attached to the right side of my tummy for 8 months while on chemo. You know, I'm sure you've heard this before. It completely shifts your way of thinking, your worldview, your self-awareness, you know, the way you engage with life, the way you engage with time, and realizing subsequently just how precious time is and how you choose to occupy the time that you have on this planet. Yeah,
so you very casually say sort of 3 ops, 8 rounds of chemo.
It's only because I've shared quite a few times in retrospect.
How long did this process take? Is it still ongoing, or where are we now?
So I was literally off the radar for 19 months.
Okay.
And so for the first 2 years, it's like checkups every 3 months. And then subsequently, it's every 6 months. And so with God's grace, it's been just over 5 years now. So now, once a year. Yeah.
Christine, such good news, an incredible story. I can't wait to hear more, but first we're going to have the news at 9. You're listening to Smile Inspires with a Big Positive Guy. And coming up next, we've got Gavin Edwards with One Day on Smile 90.4 FM, Cape Town's best mix of the 80s, 90s, and now.
Smile Inspires with Andre, the big positive guy on Smile 90.4 FM.
Kaapstadse beste, uit die 80s, 90s, en nou. Smile 90.4 FM.
Special guest in the studio, Rushdin Jazz. Now, Rushdin is a very popular Cape Town musician who regularly receives radio airplay, and he's been sharing with us the life-changing experience he's had of being diagnosed with colon cancer and how that's changed his life. Rushdin, what are you doing with your life now, and how has the experience of having cancer changed you?
Right, so I'm passionate about people development. Okay. So I currently work in the BPO space.
BPO, what is BPO?
Business process outsourcing.
Okay.
In the L&D department as a leadership development officer specialist. So facilitation, coaching.
So human development.
Right.
Human development.
Absolutely.
Okay, there we go.
And and then the music and the singing, songwriting, recording thing for me also fits under the umbrella of being in the people development space, because using music as a medium for social change and transformation, because I think there's a big gap for that.
Huge space.
And then there's the coaching stuff that I do also in a part-time capacity. Yeah.
Is this something that you did beforehand as well, or would you say this experience has actually pushed you into this direction?
I've always been passionate about people development. Mm. The very first book I read, I think I was in standard 5. Don't ask me what grade that is in today's terms.
When we still had standards.
Touche. And the first book I read was Dr. DJ Schwartz, The Magic of Thinking Big. And that was many years ago. And I mean, I literally just turned 40 this year. So after that, it was the usual, you know, the Napoleon Hill, Stephen Covey, Tony Robbins, Maxwell, etc.
Almost get you back and do a little bit of a book chat here. Huh? Tell me, did music play any part in the healing process for you?
Absolutely. In fact, the song that you guys just played, Inside and Out, which was written and produced by Clive Ridgway, who's one of my mentors and producers, we started working on that song while I was in the hospital. And he sent me the track, you know, and he said, this is a really cool song. He thinks it fits my vibe. And he sent me the track. So as I'm laying in Kingsbury Hospital, I got my earphones on. I'm listening to this song called Inside and Out that totally resonates with me. And at the same time, I'm in the process of having some of my insides.
Oh, my good. Is that what it means?
At the risk of sounding a bit too graphic over there, my apologies.
But is that what it means?
Well, that's not what the song means. No. Certainly not for Clive.
Okay.
And for me too, it's a whimsical love song about, you know, that one thing that connects us with each other, you know, falling in love, walking on eggshells, you know what I mean? That's what the song really is about. But yeah, for me, from a healing perspective, music was a fundamental part of that process. Yeah, apart from, like we spoke about earlier on, the medical and the holistic stuff, but music inherently was a major part of that process for me.
Tell me something. We were just sitting and chatting now while the news was on, and we're saying that it seems to me that cancer seems to be so prevalent lately.
Right.
Is there something happening? Is there something going on? I don't want to get too airy-fairy or too medical, but is there something in your mind that is changing?
I'll definitely share, and this is by all means not a projection. This is just my thinking process and my observation, having gone through that process along with many others. Is I definitely think that there are things happening on both a micro and a macro perspective. Macro as in the world, and micro as in terms of who we are, our values, how we're showing up in the world. You know, and I'm going to quote John Kehoe on this one, because he believes that when one engages with a healing journey, there's either a blockage in one of the four fundamental areas, which is heart, mind, body, and spirit. And this is what I did, you know, when I was engaging with the healing journey, there's a place for medical, there's a place for the holistic, and obviously faith. Everything is faith-based for me, prayer. And at the same token, holding all those perspectives and engaging in a healing process, you know what I mean? Making space for the medical, making space for your Reikis, and looking at things on an energetic level. But yeah, the long and the short of it is that I think that there's a blockage in either one or more of those fundamental areas, which is heart, mind, body, and spirit. And so you've got to work with them. You know, you got to work with therapy. You've got to work with the medical and have all that part of your self-care toolkit. Yeah, for
Facebook is very interesting for me, because I've got about 5,000 people on my page, and I wake up and I'm in a wonderful mood and I'm all excited, and the first post I see is negative, and someone's father's just died or his sister's ill. And I think very often our listeners are very much the same thing. Is there a message you got out there? Because I'm sure there's some people out there that are hurting, that are in similar positions or some other position, but also really, really struggling at the moment. Is there a message you can send out there to our listeners?
Yeah, I think, gosh, there's so many messages, but just to choose one in the moment is, and as you've evidently noticed, I love quotes.
Yes,
okay. I'm going to quote the late Stephen Covey in this one. You know, we must look after the goose that lays the golden egg. You know, nobody's perfect.
Oof, I like that.
Nobody's perfect, but it's just about building awareness and mindfulness around the fact and possibility and recognition that life ultimately is about balance. You know what I mean? It rains in summer, the sun shines in winter. I'm sure you've seen the moon during the daytime. So there are so many contradictions, which tells me that there's an underlying narrative around the fact that life ultimately is all about balance.
Roshina, I'd love to have you here for a few hours. Is there anywhere that people can reach if they need to contact you?
Absolutely. It's just info@rushdinjazz.com. You can just Google Rushdin Jazz. It's with one Z, not two. And it's R-O-E, not R-U. But you can get me on Facebook, Instagram. Thank you.
Rushdin, it's been a pleasure.
Smile Inspires with Andre. The Big Positive Guy on Smile 90.4 FM.